What's going on, family? This your host, Brother Ben Ra, thanking each and every one of you for supporting Current Discussions. Even if you just heard a little peek of the show, we thank you for listening. If you want to continue to check out some of my podcasts, I'm now on TuneIn Radio, so you can check me out on TuneIn. You can check me out on Spotify. You can check me out on iTunes, Google Podcast, Radio Public, CastBox, and that's just to name a few. So once again, straight from the heart, I give my thanks to all of you for checking out the podcast, and we look forward to serving you some more. Peace. This podcast is pre-recorded.
Volume up and get ready. Welcome to my podcast.
Going on, family, Brother Ben Ra. I decided to chop it up with my man Henry Hart Jackson, and we wanted to basically talk about the issue of violence in our community. And we also wanted to ask the question, is knowledge of self, is that the only way, or is there more to the pot? Here's how the discussion went.
Listen, knowledge of self is definitely a necessary component. I mean, an aspect of, you know what I mean, even when we learn to walk, like it's consciousness, like you got to look at it. It's observation, number one. We observe, like when we start learning how to walk, I'm pretty sure the mechanism or the mechanics behind it is we watch other people, we look at their feet, their legs, we see how they walk, and we become conscious that we have feet that look the same.
Right.
We get knowledge of self very early in life. The knowledge of what we're doing. We look at our hands. We see other people using their hands. You know what I mean? That we mobilize our hands. We do what we emulate. Humanity is a way, you know, we're beings of emulation. And for the most part, we see outwardly what's going on, and then we interpret it inwardly and translate it, synapses goes on, and then we function. You know what I'm saying? But that function is based on us knowing our capabilities of what we can do.
Right.
We compare it usually to what other people are doing. They'll show, I could do it. And some things just come from the higher being, you know, transmission or whatever it is. But it's all knowledge. Everything starts from knowledge.
Right, right.
Even if it's fire, swimming, water, knowledge of your environment. And yes, you definitely have to have knowledge of self. You can't function in the environment unless you have knowledge of self.
Right.
You have to know how you function, how the environment functions.
Exactly.
How chemicals, how the foods, how everything functions.
Right.
How you interreact with your environment, with the foods, with the chemicals.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so definitely knowledge of self.
Yeah.
But you got to remember, too, like I said in the last edition, I was blurred up and everything, that all people endure something that no other people have on this planet, which was legalized illiteracy. Meaning that it was legal for our people to be created into a race of dummies.
Right.
You know what I mean? That, like, when you really think about it, that is not only hurt you, but crimes against humanity, brother. You understand what I'm saying? It is illegal for you, reckless eyeball and all these different things. If you look me in the eye, look like you got even an inkling of some self-respect, I'll lynch you, I'll kill you, I'll whip you, I'll punish you for reading, for learning,
right,
trying to mentally or spiritually grow. You know what I mean? So these are the things, just for mentally or spiritually, for trying to have knowledge of self. And that's what happened to our people back in the days. It's still happening. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Knowledge of self, don't have any knowledge at all. And that's how you enslave people. You know what I mean? And they did this, it was a 180. It was a 180 from a complete turnaround from our people building pyramids, having the technology and size of the universe and the stars, star charted, electricity, all kind of things. We were the ones that designed and created this planet, this entire planet, and populated it, and a lot of different other things that went on. And somehow, like, it's just very ungrateful for everybody now to look at it. Our people is like, y'all just niggas. A dead race, a Negro.
Right.
This didn't just happen. This happened over thousands of years, hundreds of years, decades, by evil people. In my opinion, the people that continue and perpetuate this science of hatred and everything, or, you know, worse than your ancestors.
Brother Henry Hart had some serious jewels to drop, real serious. We're going to return with this interview when we come right back.
Introducing Brother Ben Ra. Family, you do not want to miss the 6th Annual Carolina Veterans Appreciation Expo being held in Fayetteville, North Carolina, the weekend of July 26th through the 28th, 2019. This event is being hosted by Support Her Boots, NavVets of America, Embassy Suites by Hilton, and the historic campus of Fayetteville State University. This event is a three-day event which will be held in Fayetteville, North Carolina. It is going to be filled with fun, music, vendors, and artistry at its best. On Friday, you will have speakers. Saturday, you come out and enjoy the vendors, food. And on Sunday, the Salute to Soldiers Jazz and Inspirational Benefit Concert will be held at the Fayetteville State University stage. This inspiring event is the finale to the weekend. The concert will feature award-winning jazz artist Dante Lewis, actress best known for her appearance in the Tyler Perry's stage play Madea's Family Reunion, and singer Deatra Hicks, gospel hip-hop artist J-Lo, and the neo-soul gospel artist Via. This is a night of ministry through various forms and a night filled with surprise performances. We welcome sponsors, vendors, exhibitors, local artists, and volunteers to participate. Please, you gotta come out and support this event. It's gonna be the bomb. It is a 6th annual Carolina Veterans Expo, and you gotta come out and support it. It is gonna be absolutely phenomenal. And if you're coming from Charlotte, North Carolina to get to the 6th annual Carolina Veterans Appreciation Expo, there are round trip tickets available by bus. Round trip tickets available. So if you want all of this information, you want to come and join the festivities, you can contact this station, truepodcasting@gmail.com. That is truepodcasting@gmail.com. Once again, that is true, T-R-U, podcasting@gmail.com. Or you can call 980-292-1988. That is 980-292-1988.
Back from the break, current discussions. Let's continue.
Listen. Know thyself, know where we come from. And when somebody tries to tell you that you don't need to have any understanding or knowledge of that, it's because they basically have the mentality of the enemy.
And well, you know, like, I think I was saying this last time when we had the conversation. They took away the name, and the name was the most important connection, you know, because but with the name, it identified you to your God, to your culture, to Africa. You know what I'm saying? It connected you to who you really are. And so when they brought us over, that's one of the first things they took away. Our brother, I think I told you, said this, Brother Naeem Akbar, he had a video of this years ago. I watched this, sometime like in the late 80s, early 90s, maybe. I watched this video, and Dr. Naeem Akbar talked about this, and he said, you know, you wasn't put here to become an entrepreneur. You wasn't brought here to own your own car, your own house, your own nothing. You was brought here to basically be a permanent source of cheap labor or free labor at that. You know, the schools wasn't supposed to teach us. You know, we wasn't supposed to have anything. And you know, they always tried to stop us, even when we tried. Right.
It was a glitch in their original plan.
Right.
No doubt. They thought probably at some point that we can keep them illiterate. Like I said, it was legalized illiteracy. But
right.
Like the same way we get pulled over at traffic stops and we can't defend ourselves and they're disarming us and different things like that.
Right.
Like they thought that this plan was going to just rot forever. Or maybe they didn't, because their mastermind said manipulation. They already prepared hundreds of years prior to our state of supposed liberation. They already knew what they was going to do next.
Right.
You know, because everything doesn't last forever. And when you look in history, you see there's always revolutions. They was prepared for the Black Panthers. They was prepared for Farrakhan. Like, they're prepared for leaders of the community. They're prepared for us. They're prepared for when people become too conscious. And that's the thing. Like, right now, we're going through an age of consciousness. We're information exchanging. You have the internet. We're living in the age of information trading. And this is a very dangerous period of time, because they're basically observing and storing everything that we're doing and calculating as well. bills.
Yes, via social media. Social media is a very important tool. Besides the covert operations that they have, you know, having people posing as gang members and, you know, people posing as students and regular people in your community when they're really undercover people.
You know what? Probably not only a third, maybe two-thirds of society is a spy.
Right.
And that's the funny thing that leads back to the Nipsey thing. Like, we're calling a brother a snitch. Paid informants. Like, a lot of people are on payrolls, man. Some people are not even on payroll. They just like running their mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like, society is bugged out. It reminds me of George Orwell, 1984. I believe in that. He was talking about not only Big Brother's cameras, but the thought police and different things like that.
Right.
Probably mixing up some other scary thing that we thought would never come to fruition in time. But we're living through this right now. Like, you can't put, like, you got Facebook jail. You say the wrong thing, you try to express your freedom of.
I'm going to go ahead by saying that knowledge of self is definitely a necessary component, and I think that, like I said before, you know, we need that. That needs to be something that as soon as we start, we come out the womb, that should be taught to us. We should have schools of our own, which express our own schools of thought, and the majority of that school of thought is knowledge of self, meaning knowledge of who you are, where you came from, what your people achieved, okay, and knowledge of everything that is around you. You know, your relationship to the sun, moon, stars, the sky, the atmosphere, you know, the freaking protons, neutrons, everything, because if we respect ourselves, we need to be taught how to respect the environment that we live in. You know what I'm saying?
The problem with that kind of thinking is, especially with all these people and Monsanto and GMO, if you're in a room, picture yourself, or using an analogy, you're in a room with an enemy, and there's guns and knives and poison and everything laying around. They've been using it on you for a long time, or whatever the case is. When you start learning how a gun works, like I referred back to Matt Turner, you know, Birth of a Nation and different things, you start learning how to wield a knife or a sword and do it, and you're in the same room with your enemy, what do you think that enemy's going to try to do?
Right.
And that's knowledge. Your knowledge of self, knowledge of weaponry, knowledge of defense, and it's a repeat of everything. That's why Malcolm X is no longer here. That's why Megan Evers is no longer here. That's what I'm saying, for us, for our people, people of color, for Nubians to gain knowledge of self has become dangerous because of the power that our people once had. When you go back to the children of Mu, we were able to control storms and manipulate weather patterns. You know what I mean? Not like harp, not with technology, but with our physical beings. Like, this goes beyond something, and everybody can study it and Google it if it even will come up on Google, because once again, this is hidden knowledge. They want to hide the weapons. Our people are weapons.
Well, you know what?
I feel
like this. I feel that we can't be afraid anymore to move forward. You know, we know what they're about, but we got to be prepared to stand up and defend. You know, a lot of times they would say, you know, I've heard this. Well, if you don't like what's being taught, you know, find your own school to go to. I mean, babe, build your own schools. That's why we got to protect it. We got to protect our environment, because it's okay to learn knowledge of self. But like I said, we have to build our own school. We have to build our own schools. We have to originate our own curriculum, which the curriculum consists of knowledge of self. And that consists of, you know, your environment, your history, your culture, your God. This is why we have to learn a lot about what we need to do. You know what I'm saying? And it starts first, I believe, with learning about who you are and what you're capable of. Because you're not just going to go into, what I'm talking about is not just learning about who you are and that's it. You know, okay, you come out into the world and, hey, I'm this, I'm that, right, and my connection with the environment is this, and I'm not going to kill another brother. I'm not going to do this. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, that's a part of it. But the other part of it is, like you said, You got to know who you're dealing with. You know, self-defense. You have to learn how to be able to protect your environment and protect your people. And I feel like slavery was a process. It not only was it by force, but they conditioned you over years and years and years to believe that you were a nigger. Your children were niggers. Your children's children are going to call themselves nigger. And your children's children's children is going to call themselves nigger. They had the way they had this set up, this shit was planned to last for as long as it could. And I'm saying that in order to redo that shit, we have to begin teaching our kids or the kids now. They have to relearn who they really are and what their connection is to one another and to the environment. And we have to be able to protect that information going out to them.
The real truth. What is the information? What do we need? And that's a key point. Like, we could say, hey, I got everybody going to raise up and poke their chest out and say, I got the truth. But what is the real truth? How do we identify the real truth? First of all, they lied to us about getting on the boats and the ships in the first place. How do we know what is reality? How do we know who to trust or what to trust? How do we not know that the person, that he could be black as Shaka Zulu, but lying to us? And they might be employed, like snitches or confident informants and all of this. Like, they could be a tool and standing in front of us just trying to mislead us.
Well, you know what, brother? That's why we have to dig deep and make sure that when we set up, you know, if this, and this is a future dream now, hopefully this can be done. When these schools, when these places get set up all over the country, you know, yes, we know we're going to have people that's involved that's probably not going, that really shouldn't be involved. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But that's why we are supposed to make sure that we do a thorough screening process. And even if we did this thorough screening process and they still turned out to be informants or whatever, we know what we need to do. We need to boot the asses out of the situation and replace them with people that are not informants and people of that level. I mean, we got to do what we have to do, because that's going to be a very hard task to deal with, because we know that, as you stated, the system doesn't want us to learn anything of that level. No. They don't want us to change what's going on, because they profit, they live, they thrive off of our suffering.
Thank you for listening. Maintain. Peace.
This show was produced by Brother Ben Ra for True Vision Radio Podcasting.